The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. A clusterous Wednesday edition. I'm not sure. That's the problem. I'm no longer sure where I am, what I'm doing, or why.
Why am I here?
I've spent my entire day on a hot parking lot hanging out with MAGA people. MAGA on the street, if you will. It was thousands of them. I'm telling you, Dom. And I went to meet with the most energetic, the most engaged, the early birds, the front row Joes. So I bent at least two of them. And I'm the one that double parked Charles there on the Facebook. I had some other sound. Charles told me Charles was the MAGA guy talking about, you know, hanging Christ on the cross.
His policy. You tried to, get some policy choices from the MAGA faithful. And he brought up drill, baby, drill, you know, very, very excited about.
At least it's a bumper sticker.
Chemical industry. Yeah, but as mentioned, I mean, this country has produced more oil and gas than it ever has before, ever. If that is your criteria, then presumably Charles would be voting for Joe Biden.
And mass deportations, just like Jesus would do it.
Exactly.
I would point out, I was polling the faithful, the MAGA faithful, the cult followers. Who do you like for vice president? And as front row Joe Charles told me, he was from South Dakota. I said, no kidding. I was just trash talking to your state the other day.
Right. How's your dog?
Well, I asked him specifically about the Christie Nome. And the prior lady, I mentioned Kelly, I believe. She was the front row Kelly.
Yeah.
Well, she had heard the story about Christie Nome. Christie Nome probably lost Kelly's support. But Kelly says, you know, I'll do whatever Trump says. That was sort of the general consensus. Whoever Trump picks for his vice president's good enough for me. I even asked a few of them, how'd you like the last one? Mike Pence. Less so. They're not big Pence fans. Some of them pulled out, you know, nooses down. Made me a little nervous.
Hang Mike Pence?
But anyways, let's get back to it. Our friend Charles from South Dakota, by the way, said he hadn't yet read Christie Nome's book. And you know how people twist facts. I'm like, but she wrote the book herself, sir. It's her book. And then he said, but I hadn't read the book. So sorry, I didn't post that one. I'll put it up later for those that need more MAGA on the street sound. But
if you didn't get enough MAGA, Crudy will give you more.
I've got more for you right now.
But wait, there's more.
Well, I met this lady, Sandy, and she's wearing her MAGA shirt, bright red, pink hat, you know, just to put a feminine touch on. And
MAGA hat?
I don't see any. I'll look for writing on the hat. Okay. Big red MAGA sweatshirt with a pink hat. So gotcha. I met Sandy. And she was standing there with some folks. I, again, was working the rope line, kind of like, you know, a poor man's Mike Lindell. And anyways, here's Sandy. She played a little coy when I asked her about the vice president. But then she opened up about her true feelings, let's just say. Play the Sandy, please, Rich.
I'll ask you this. Trump is on a day off trial in New York. I'm sure you're aware.
Oh, the fake trial, yeah.
Okay, I was going to ask, do you have any opinions about the trial?
Oh, yeah, it's all fake. It's all crap.
And define define crap in this use.
Oh, Biden is trying to persecute his political opponent. It's against the law. It's not right. What he's doing ain't right, and it shouldn't be happening, and it's going to be thrown out.
You think it's
going to be cleared of everything? He didn't do anything. They're making up charges. It's not going to stick. So I'm not all that worried about it.
Setting aside the legalese for just a minute, the allegations underlying is basically he had an affair with a playmate and he had sex with
porn star. No, he didn't. She came out in 2018. She wrote a letter that said they did not have an affair. Nothing happened between the two of them.
She got paid
they had
to
never been
that
in
letter,
the
right?
same room. So could I'm it, sure that no one's talking about that, but there was a letter. So if you look it up, you can find
Well, I've heard that there was a letter.
Could it, didn't hear it. There is a
No, I understand it. I guess my only question would be is if there was a financial payment, why
he didn't make a financial payment. It was Cohen that made the financial payment, and he didn't even disclose that to Trump.
Okay, so why do you think Cohen made that payment?
Because he had an affair with her, and he was trying to shut her up.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
You got to go long ways to get to that endpoint logic, do you not?
Okay, then what about the checks written by Donald Trump to Cohen? I mean, Stormy Daniels says she had sex with Trump, and Cohen said he facilitated it. There's emails, there's text messages, there's communications, there's effort afoot to catch and kill. That's what the testimony was. What say you, Sandy, about the facts presented so far?
I didn't really try to challenge too many of the people I met today with, let's call them facts. As you notice, I rolled with many of their answers.
That's why you are a better man than I could not sit there and take that.
Well, that it would have been about 5,000 to 1. I don't think I'd have won even under the fact that I am
5,000 to 1. What?
Like 5,000 people would have been kicked.
Scared, bro? You
remember,
scared, bro?
Here, if,
come on, man.
Did I put a video of Richard? Richard was probably the most thoughtful one. A guy named Richard from West Dallas. First and foremost, let's put a bow on Sandy, because you want to hear policy, dumb. And yes. Sandy's got some policy. Mass deportations.
Oh, God.
The consequences, who cares? Play for the people.
Or make you more likely to vote for him.
I like that he's about low taxes. I like that he's about America first. I like that he's about we spend our money in our own country first. I like that he's about securing the borders. I like that he's about us keeping our money in our own pockets. There isn't a whole lot I don't agree with Trump, I'll be honest.
I've heard him advocate for what he describes as mass deportations, getting all illegal.
Oh, get them out. They're here illegally. They climbed over the border. You saw the footage, right?
Yes,
those people don't belong here. Come in legally. I know many legal immigrants, many of them, and I have great friends that are legal immigrants. That's the way it's supposed to be done. They brought them in over the border. Biden opened the border, said, come on in, and gave them phones and want them to vote in the election so that he can try to win. Right.
What about the dairy industry here in the state of Wisconsin?
What about it?
It's often staffed by illegal immigrant labor. If we did have mass deportation, we would lose.
Get them out. Sorry. They don't belong having jobs.
Who's going to milk the cows?
You're taking jobs from people that already live here and that are legal residents of our United States. Those are the people that should have the jobs. Are you going to milk the cows? Hire some teenagers.
And then, if I may ask, are you local? Or are you guys from?
Hire some teenagers.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, after I finished with the video portion of my conversation with Sandy, I had to challenge the hiring teenagers concept. I said, you know, I work with a pain in the ass named Dominic, and he worked on a farm as a high schooler like 30 years ago. And he's been telling me about it ever since, like that one really hard summer he worked. I said, now I got a 17-year-old, and he's a good kid, and he's a fairly hard worker, but he's not the tasseling corn, and he sure as hell is not going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go milk the cows. And Sandy, I think, is not a fan of cheese, apparently. She hates cheese because the entire industry would crash down without the labor component. Yes. But anyways.
Absolutely. And a day like today, May Day, International Workers' Day, I think Sandy is misguided. But it's not just these things. Curdy, I want to throw this out there as well. Hope Carnop reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in an interview with the Journal Sentinel. Trump, this is today, did not commit to accepting the results of the 2024 election. Quote, "If everything's honest, I'll gladly accept the results. I don't change on that," Trump said in an interview Wednesday. "But it's not. But if it's not, you have to fight for the right of the country." In the interview, Trump again falsely claimed he won Wisconsin in 2020. Another quote from the former. "If you go back and look at all the things that we had found out, it showed I won the election in Wisconsin. It showed I won the election in other locations." And as the Journal Sentinel writes, Biden won Wisconsin by just over 20,000 votes. Trump did win the state in 2016. Maybe Trump doesn't know what year it is or what year he's talking about. This is a concern. So all this fun and all this, well, yeah, deport them all and the guy, he's prepping, he's saying it again. This is going to happen again. He's not going to accept the results. He won't, especially if he loses. Hell, even if he wins, which God help us all if he does, he didn't accept the results from the 2016. Oh, millions of people, you know, illegally voted. So Donald Trump will not accept the results, and he's continuing today to say that he won Wisconsin in 2020. How do you address that with the mega faithful without losing your mind?
Well, it's interesting that Brian Schimming, the GOP party chairman, was on the stage talking about in the last, I think it was 20 years in the state of Wisconsin, the fact that so many statewide elections, he was politifacted on the point, came in within 30,000 votes or less. And I'm thinking, you mean like the one Trump lost in 2020?
Right.
You got one more guy. I don't know if we'll get to him. Tony, he was from Illinois, a Flatlander. Most of the people were relatively local that I spoke to, you know, West Allis, Milwaukee, Waukesha. There were people out there from nearby. And I'm not going to say brainwashed, because a lot of them were thoughtful people. But then when you started digging down a little bit, you realize they have a completely different political reality. You know, everything else in the world. Oh, man, what a great day. Oh, yeah, yeah. Look at the beautiful blue skies. It's blue in your world, too, right, man? Oh, yeah, blue skies. Oh, yeah, and Donald Trump, that whole trial thing. It's rigged. Everything about it's rigged. Everyone I talked to let him off the hook, said there's nothing to the charges. They've all exonerated him in their own minds. Come back. More devils.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join the political party at any time at 844-967-2789.
One more I'd like to sneak in. Tony was at the Trump rally today, and he was from Illinois, and he seemed like a nice enough guy. I actually met Tony because I was getting ahead of Mike Lindell, something of a rock star at the event, the MyPillow former crackhead, Mike Lindell, MyPillow CEO. He's not actually a pillow. Let's play.
Are you sure?
Those aren't pillows. Let's play Tony, if we could. Tony is one more Trumpster. Crudy got to meet and hang out with and grin and bear it with today.
Let me ask you more important questions. If Donald Trump asked for your advice, who would you tell him to pick for vice president?
I haven't really made up my mind yet.
You haven't made up your mind yet?
No.
He hasn't made up his mind yet either, has he?
I'm sure I go along with what he wants.
Whatever he says.
How about policies, Tony? What's your favorite Trump policy?
Bring America back to where it was.
Okay. And where it was when he was president, where it was when?
Well, when he was president, everything was rolling well. Our prices were things that we could afford. Us older people who lived on fixed incomes are having a difficult time right now.
Yes, sir.
Well, Tony might be struggling, but I would wonder why in the middle of a Wednesday he was standing in a parking lot in an hours-long line to go to a Donald Trump rally. Get a side gig, man. Work a little more. What are you?
Pick yourself up by your bootstraps, as you know, your fellow Republicans would say.
Tim Michaels might call him a lazy Wisconsinite.
Lazy Wisconsinite. Illinois.
Anyways, I met plenty of Trumpsters today, a cavalcade of MAGA logic, and I can tell you, enthusiastic. On first meeting, nice. Almost everyone was nice to me. Coy. No one really wanted to express a clear opinion. Everyone a little suspicious, you know, Trump at one point during
of you? Of the media? Like
media. Well, it couldn't be me, dude. I mean, look at this. Of course. look at these temples.
How could it possibly be you?
I got answers, but I, again, wasn't using the opportunity. I didn't have backup. I didn't have a wingman.
And
I saw Big Ugly Keith. I thought, well, no, he wouldn't have my back either. He's more likely to run me over. Big Ugly Keith, a former friend of the show. I guess he's friendly enough. But here's the insulting thing he said. It's like Robin Voss calling the MyPillow guy to insult him at 2 a.m. on election night. He said, and I take umbrage with this, you guys aren't as funny as you used to be. Yeah. And there wasn't a less logical thing said all day.
Oh, come on. You know, it was, I got to be honest, man. You know, before we were facing down fascistic Christian white nationalism, you know, it was a little more fun.
Had a few more beers with guys like Big Ugly and Ron Johnson.
It didn't matter as much. It was, we weren't talking about the things we're talking about now. They are following a guy who will not commit to accepting the results of the next election, presumably going to do the same thing he did in the last election. And we're still in the same spot. We're in a situation where the conspiracy to overthrow the government will not be adjudicated most likely before this election. We're in a very tough spot right now. And the willful, and listen, I get it. We can disagree on policies. I understand that, but you can't disagree on the facts, right? How much oil are we pumping out of this country compared to what we used to have? Well, we have statistics.
More.
We can find the numbers. We can come up with what the answer is. From government reports to the industry and the association, their own reports, we can come up with what a number is. I get that. We can have those discussions. But if you're saying drill, baby, drill, and that's your criteria, well, congratulations, President Joe Biden. Now, I'm not, you know, a lot of those green lefties aren't very happy about it, but that doesn't take away from the facts. So while, you know, I get it was easier to, you know, huck it up with Big Ugly and with Ron Johnson before they, you know, came under the wing of the cult leader. And now they spew his poison. And I'm not sure that Big Ugly believes it. I mean, he's a partisan. I'm not sure Ron Johnson believes it. He's a partisan. But I think Kelly and Charles and Sandy, I bet they believe it because they're being told this by their quote-unquote leaders, their representatives, their officials. The Orange Messiah is laying it out for them. This is all false. He says it every day, twice a day. Before he goes into court, he says it during lunchtime. Hell, he says it again when he comes out of court. And then he truthy socials it. The lies, the law, this is persecution. Oh, wait, so you didn't sign those checks? You weren't involved in this? You didn't have sex? This is all. And like, these are the minor issues. And we can laugh about it. I mean, who cares if you had sex with porn? I don't give a damn who people have sex with. That's how I am. But when you do that, when you catch and kill and you deny the American people the right to the facts to make an informed decision about who their president will be, well, that seems like election interference. And we know that was his origin story. He did it then. He continues to do it now. I don't find that very funny. I get kind of pissed off about it, actually.
Mike Lindell could perhaps be a character witness in the trial for Donald Trump. Because I believe that Lindell believes, and the truest words that were said to me all day, I was a crackhead.
Probably the only truth.
I mean, somebody's telling the absolute truth. If you're leading that way, I just met the man. If you're leading with, I was a crackhead, I believe you.
My understanding, he was such a crackhead.
Nobody ever said I was a crackhead. Probably. that wasn't a crackhead. Although I do make cracky jokes, and my wife really hates that.
He
doesn't see the humor.
My understanding from his story, Mike Lindell's story, that he was such a crackhead that the local crack dealers stopped selling to him because they were concerned about his welfare. And like one of the dealers actually came over and, you know, talked him off the ledge one day because he was too cracked out. So, I mean, there is that. Yeah, so there is some truth today and a lot of BS. And Mike Lindell is again, sued by all sorts of people and organizations for defamation. Well, what does that mean? He's lying about things. Mike Lindell, the good Christian, the born again, this guy. And this is what this is who he is, along with former President Trump, who these folks in Waukesha look up to and idolize and believe. And that's just scary.
How could you accuse a man of faith like Mike Lindell of lying? He believes his lies, Dom.
That is not a lie.
And I believe he smoked crack. Maybe today.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about. The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition, a happier happy hour, rolling through it, checking on the texters, Dom. Some chastising us. I sat on hold for 35 minutes to be cut off. I'm sorry, Donna from DeForest. We're rolling into a hard break. That's radio ease for the commercials were coming. It wasn't you. It was the timing. Anyway, she didn't finish her thought about the protest before being interrupted. Well, I apologize. Try us again tomorrow. We take your calls each and every day around here at 844-967-2789. Our elitist bubble buddy L.A. Tom on the leftist coast says, love you guys, but sick of Trump. Aren't we all, Tom? Aren't we all? Mm-hmm. Was it the corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court that ruled that drop boxes aren't allowed? Is that the thing that the crackhead is talking about? My little exclusive with Mike Lindell. Yeah, I suspect you're right. And Cam from Nina.
Okay, but let's not blow past that. Okay, so, and that was the Supreme Court at the time, which was conservative leaning, and now it's not.
Yes.
And drop boxes they have been used for years and years. And then, of course, during the pandemic, it became a bigger thing because a lot of people didn't want to go stand in line in enclosed area to vote. We all understand that drop boxes became used more. And after the fact, it was a thing. They talked about it at the time.
Because Trump lost.
Then after the fact, they said, no, we're not going to do that anymore. Now, that does not prove fraud. That just says one of the processes that we've used in the past that was ratcheted up during the pandemic, we are no longer going to use based on the conservative Supreme Court ruling, which could be changed under a liberal Supreme Court ruling. That does not mean that Donald Trump won Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying? To take a little chunk of truth and spin it the way they do is, oh my God. No, that's not how it went down.
Are you talking facts? Are you done with that now? Because here's the tone of some of the texters, Dom. Like Cam from Nina. Okay. But what would it be like to smoke crack with Mike Lindell? Do you think he's a whiner or a horny guy? I don't want to know for sure. Constricted pupils I've ever seen.
Yeah. Maybe it's the meds to help, you know, with the crack addiction. But if you're not smoking crack, like currently.
Yes.
Can't you always say I used to smoke crack?
As long as the pipe ain't in your hand.
This is what I'm saying, man.
I haven't smoked crack in minutes. Here's a few more from the text line, and we'll get you on the phones as well. 844-967-2789 works for both the text and the phone line. Trash texting Jeff from Shorewood. Jeez, Mike, you got Dom worked up more than the cranky crudy I was expecting. Stop it. Hey, he gets himself worked up. I didn't have any part in that.
Oh, it's just so frustrating, man.
Here's another one. Eric from Lodi says, I'll put my drug test against Lindell's any day of the week.
Yeah,
right. Well, so would I, but we would both flunk for something.
Depends what you're testing for.
Michael in the 608 text in, because he epitomizes everything they want to believe flagrantly. And someone asked, did the Trump impersonator pay the licensing fee to DJT? Yeah, you got to kick up to the big man, right? Yeah. Kurt from Madison wants to know, what if I had snuck Sandy some shrooms? Do you think she'd come to her senses? Now, some say that shrooms are good for depression, but Sandy seemed blissfully ignorant.
Isn't that what ignorance is?
Any more here? Someone put up a picture. You know, you can send us pictures on the text line. And it's Donald J. Trump saying, I've never fallen off my bike. But it's like a bloated, you know, because Trump said fat, fat, fat. Can't call Christie fat. Well,
fat pig.
The represented AI Donald Trump is probably a little bigger than Chris Christie. And he's sort of squatting, straddling a rascal scooter. And he says, I've never fallen off my bike. That's a clever photo. That's enough for now. 844-967-2789. I'll keep monitoring. Now let's go back to the phones.
Let's do it. Dick from Madison, you have been the most patient of the list. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dick.
Welcome
on the air.
Dick.
Yeah. Hey, first of all, thank you so much for venturing into the Twilight Zone.
And spent for, hours.
Yeah, I know. And then yesterday, when
you
I
know what the
you
worst
what
part, Dick,
ask,
is? I'm sorry to interrupt you twice, but the worst part of my day, the lack of a wingman and the lack of a buzz. Because that place was filthy with cops. You know, I couldn't even sneak out to my truck or anything, Dick. You know what I'm saying? I was like way too sober all day.
Yeah. Well, and then there's this. That gal that was talking about the tax situation. I mean,
yes.
Hello. And then Mike Lindell. And then the question that I wanted you to pose them to them yesterday. I mean.
Remind me, what was your question? Because I asked a lot of questions that were on the cutting room floor. They didn't all have sufficient answers.
And you guys defended me, and I love it. I said, how do any of you have any money, disposable income, just to once you get by all this crap and all the stuff that you buy from him, and you're still down with this guy? I mean, I'm really scared about this fall when I heard the people that you interviewed. I mean,
they're very enthusiastic. And I'm not going to say brainwashed because there were some thoughtful, reasonable people I spoke to, Dick, right up until the point where you talked about their politics.
I wouldn't say brainwashed. I'd say brain dead. But that's just me.
Only in a few cases, Dick. Only in a few cases. Appreciate your contribution. Don't whine that I cut you off. Don't be like Donna. 844-967-2789. Your time was done. Like moving on from a Mike Lindell crack circle.
Time to go.
844-967-2789. Mike from Cedarburg. Mr. Lindell, you're back. No, how you doing, Mike?
Hey,
welcome.
Mike.
Now, I just want to know how the hell you could interview them Trumpers without losing your mind. I just asked them, what the hell planet they normally reside on? And one question I got to have. Hubby was there?
No, he was not.
Oh.
I didn't see any. The only elected I saw was like Paul Farrell. And I'm not even sure if Farrell is still the county executive in Waukesha,
Waukesha
County.
Waukesha, yeah. I think he is, yeah.
Well, Hubby raised $8 million of his own money. I wonder, does he have to get 5% that he earns keto? I mean, you got to get the VIG.
Well,
Don gets the VIG.
Hudvey did get the endorsement from Trump up in Green Bay. And probably Hudvey accepted the endorsement because, of course, he wants to win. And when you live in California, that's a little bit of a steep climb to win the Senate seat from Wisconsin. But above and beyond that, Trump only extended the endorsement because Hudvey's probably got more money than Trump does.
You might need to borrow some sometime.
Oh, he's going to have to get 400 large. That's part of the bag.
Yes. That would suck. Well, you know, self-fund and have to kick up to the man upstairs, right? That'd be some real mafia stuff. 844-967-2789. So how was your day, Dom? Restful?
I'm just
not filled with MAGA Trumpsters?
No, it was. I had a pleasant surprise in Milwaukee out at lunch on Fifth Street, the Voces de la Frontera. Marched in the May Day parade as they have been doing for years and years. And I spaced on it. And all of a sudden I hear the clamor and the noise and the commotion and what's going on. And they walked by and it was great to see them standing up for workers and honoring the workers of this world. Love that stuff. Love the protest. But honestly, man, you know, with all the suppression of protests on the college campuses around the country, and seeing, you know, different sides, the pro and the anti, I guess, pro-Israel and pro-Palestine, you know, some of those folks getting into it. I think the reaction from the authorities has been too much. I think these things could have been managed much differently. So that's been irritable. And listening to what would otherwise be seemingly nice folks spew a bunch of nonsense kind of grinds on me a little bit. So, no, man, I'm a little cranky about it all right now.
You didn't even have to be there. Let me give you a few other observations that I made today. Merchandising. Absolutely, Dick. Dick from his garage in Madison talked about the amount of Trump gear. Everybody head to toe in Trump gear. Red, white, and blue. You got your Trump hat. You got your MAGA. You got your flag. You got your bumper stickers on your pickup truck. I mean, they came decked. Everybody. Rhinestones, bling, you know, I mean, people were wearing it, and
that's weird. Let me just say this. That's freaking weird, man. I've never seen that at Obama. I haven't seen that at Clinton, at Bush. That's what is wrong with people. That is strange. That is like straight up Germany stuff, man. That is whack. Why would you do that?
Well, I analogize it to like WWE fanship. Like he's your favorite wrestling villain. It feels a lot like that. It definitely feels performative in some way.
But it's not performative, man. This is reality. And we gotta call it out, man. What I cannot imagine. Now I got my Guns N' Roses t-shirt on right now. I love Guns N' Roses, man. Those guys are awesome. Appetite for Destruction, one of the greatest CDs ever made, ever. Love it, man. Maybe it was a time of my life. Still, when they come around, I go see him. Got this one at the show. You don't wear the concert, the Guns N' Roses t-shirt to the Guns N' Roses concert, man. You wear, you know, your Misfits t-shirt to the Guns N' Roses concert. You don't
really.
You don't wear the concert tee of the concert you're going to. No, man, come on. You don't do that. That's weird.
May I just observe, because I'm barely listening to you, in that there are people on stilts accompanied by a marching band that looks like the Village People, but with brass. Very, very, very colorful stuff going on here in Madison. And I would wonder, if I was going to the March 4th, apparently they're holding their band streamer, I believe it's called March 4th. Dom, my question would be, if I go to their concert, what concert t-shirt would be appropriate to wear there?
Not the band that you're going to go see.
That's I never knew that.
Every other t-shirt, totally acceptable, not the band you're going to go see.
But is it okay then to buy a band t-shirt while you're at the band event? Is it okay to buy a Trump t-shirt while you're at the Trump event?
I mean, if you insist, I wouldn't do it. Because again, when does this happen, man? I'm for real.
I bought a Birdie t-shirt.
Last time, bootleg. The only time in my mind I can imagine when you think like a bunch of crazy ass fascists walking around with the flags of their master. We're the freaking Nazis, man. That's it.
How about a Packer game, dude?
It's weird. Let's just say it. Can you say it, Crudy? It's weird.
I don't find it much weirder than going to a NFL game and everybody's wearing green and gold.
What, dude? Come on. It's not the same. It's not even close to being the same. What are you talking about? It's sports. It's entertainment. This is not that.
But I'm telling you, in some way, shape, or form, this is entertainment to these people. He's saying all the things they want to hear. He's doing comedy. He's doing crowd work. He's bringing people up to the stage. Like the Green Day concert we were at. And I'm pretty sure I wasn't wearing a Green Day t-shirt because I've never owned one. But they bring the kid to the stage and he gets to be part of the concert too. Well, that was kind of what the Trump experience was like.
You got to be able to play the guitar.
He did bring up. Wait, wait. I got one more.
What?
I got one more. This is a real life experience from Trump today. He brought up a black business owner from Milwaukee who owns a vegan restaurant. He's like, I don't know if I'm down for the vegan. And then he said vegan five more times. That's how he apparently says vegan, like vegetable-based vegan. And I'm thinking, first and foremost, who are you kidding? You're never going to go vegan. And it was like him bringing someone up from the concert just in the middle of his thing. Hey, Shante, come on up here. I don't like the vegan food, but, you know, I hear you got a vegan restaurant, but it's not working out so well. I'm thinking now with that sort of endorsement. More Devil's Advocates. You endorse this by calling at 844-967-2789. There'll be no more vegetables.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. We'll get to you shortly. I want to throw this one out there. I know it's been a lot of Trump in Wisconsin. How do we not address the fascists in our backyard? But other news, my brother-in-law, Sebastian, sent me this one from Axios. Arizona Senate has repealed the 1864 abortion ban. Republican lawmakers spent more than 3 hours lamenting the expected repeal and shaming the two members of their own party, Shauna Bolick and TJ Shoup, who joined the Senate's 14 Democrats to undo the 1864 law. So we got that. Katie Hobbs, she says that she will sign it. Apparently there is some delay into when this will happen, but that's good news if you care about women's rights.
Excellent. Flag sub. Thank you. Dom, I'm sorry if I'm again distracted this time. I mean, it is nuts here on State Street. Buddy, how can I ignore the news marching by? They've got amplified sound, and this time it's the Revolutionary Communists of America, joined by some pro-Palestinian protesters. I mean, the streets are alive today. I'm just telling you, it's not just the weather. It's not just Trump and Waukesha. It's crazy out there, man.
There's something in the air, man.
I also want to point out, it wasn't just the vegan food. And Trump said it at least five times, vegan, vegan. He also talked about Infrastructure Week. And I got to tell you, had we been live broadcasting, we would have needed to dump mid-word. And I'm not even going to say it the way he said it, because then we would have to dump. But I'm going to give you sort of a phonetical close to what he said. It didn't work out too well. $1.2 trillion for their fake infra, let's just say, trucker bill, Trump declared. It didn't sound like trucker. He got stuck on the F. And then maybe Rucker?
Too many syllables for the old man.
I took immediate note, Dom, because it didn't sound FCC compliant to me. I'm just saying, it came off like, I don't know if you've ever tried to say one word and then you dropped an F-bomb. It sounded like that to me. He's not good with the infra trucker week. He never really ever consummated the infra trucker week when he was the president, did he? I gotta be careful. I'm walking a line here. It's been a long day.
Easy, fella.
So anyways, it's infra trucker week under Joe Biden, though.
Well, it's all a hoax. You know, he's gonna claw all that money back from the last one that wasn't supported
the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act.
Thank you.
It's fake. It's fake.
It's all fake. He's going to claw it
all
back.
Fake job numbers, fake news, fake judges, fake charges.
If it's, We believe you can't believe anybody else but him. He's the only one that can fix it. I mean, this is a case study in fanaticism, in fascism, in cults. This is exactly how it works. We're seeing it unfold before our eyes, and oh, it's fun. It's like going to a football game, until it's not, dude. It's creepy and it's weird and it should be freaking called out. You know,
I'm just telling you what the tone of the crowd was, no, fella.
I get it, man. It's not you, man.
They're happy fascists.
I'm observing what I perceive to be a problematic set of facts. And when you have the cult members showing up in all the regalia like that and waving all the flags, including apparently for sale at the Trump rally, get your own Confederate flag with the Gadsden snake. You know, these things can't be just freaking walked by. This is not normal. We've been to Biden, man. We've been to Obama. We've been to things. We haven't seen people decked out in the bling like this. This is not normal. The constant lies being pushed by defamers like Mike Lindell, who's received as a rock star. Your words. A guy like Donald Trump get up there and ramble on for 90 minutes to tell the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he may not accept the results of the 2024 election. We'll see what happens. What, you'll accept him if you win, you won't if you lose, like the last time? This is insanity, man. And I get it. Sorry, Big Ugly, that it's not as fun as it used to be. We used to be able to hang out because you weren't supporting fascism to our face. We're reliving history, and you can't get away from it to see what's happening. 844-967-2789. Annie from Watertown, you are next. Welcome, Annie. What do you got for us?
Oh, that was good. But being cut off.
I disagree. No, you go, Annie. I'm sorry.
Being cut off by Crudy, join the club. That seems to be like.
No doubt. Story of my life, Annie.
Dom also has control of the clicker.
I wonder if Evers was going on the info, which I found interesting, that there were a lot of people in the Columbia crap that were identified as professionals, right?
Yeah.
Trained. And I wonder if then he was foolish enough to not remember what happened from the 60s, that of turning everything over to the police, like, go in there. Like, oh, you know, that really doesn't work.
Andy, I'm going to cut you off there because we're at the end of the show. Appreciate your contribution. A couple of thoughts on the text line. Totally agree with Dominic about the concert t-shirt situation. You never wear the actual band's t-shirt to the show. That's for nerds. Just go with Slimming Black. Here's another one. Dom's lying. Don't listen to a boomer about concert etiquette. And one final one. And that's why you pay Dom the big bucks. No GNR shirts at a GNR concert.
Yes,
you can wear your Devil's Advocates wherever you go. Even listening to the Devil's Advocates, I'm telling you, it's super cool. Don't believe the man. DevilRadioSwag.com. It's all about the merchandising. If Trump can do it, we should do it. Thank you all for listening. I'm glad the Trump day is done. Tomorrow will be equally political attainment or something of that sort. Someone said it cleverly.